Commuting, the most underrated expense in urban life. Every morning and evening rush hour, the subway carriages are packed with silent faces. Some people stare at their phones, some close their eyes and pretend to rest, and still others mechanically scroll through news feeds that never seem to end. Very few people seriously consider that this commute, treated as background noise, is actually the most expensive hidden cost in their lives. A commute is not just a journey. It is a combined drain of time, money, energy, and emotion. A 40-minute one-way trip means 80 minutes round trip, and with 5 working days a week that adds up to nearly 7 hours. Counting 21 working days a month, a year of commuting approaches 200 hours. Most people have never calculated this bill. More critically, commuting occupies the best energy hours of the day. The morning before leaving home could be used to plan the day, and the evening after returning home could be spent resting and recharging, yet both are shattered into fragments by endless transfers and congestion. Over time, fatigue seeps into both work and family life. The good news is that commuting time is not entirely beyond control. It depends on 3 variables: where you live, where you work, and how you travel, and all 3 leave room for optimization. Treating commuting as a project that can be systematically managed, rather than a fate to be passively endured, is the core idea this article wants to deliver. In the following pages, we will break down practical paths for compressing commuting layer by layer, from cost accounting, staggered departure, route replanning, transfer combinations, and productive in-carriage time, to hybrid work, and we will provide an actionable checklist you can follow directly. Commuting cost ledger, turning time into numbers. The first step in optimizing anything is turning vague feelings into clear numbers. Commuting cost roughly consists of 4 parts: time cost, monetary cost, energy cost, and opportunity cost. Only after putting them on the table does compression have a direction. Time cost is the easiest to calculate. Multiply the one-way duration by 2, then by the number of working days per month, and you get the total monthly commute time. Take a 50-minute one-way trip as an example. That is about 35 hours a month, close to a full working week. If that time were spent studying, exercising, or being with family, its value would be completely different. Monetary cost includes transit fares as well as hidden expenses caused by fatigue, such as hailing taxis after overtime, ordering delivery food on weekends as compensation, and increased dining costs from having no time to cook. Many people think a monthly transit pass is cheap, yet they never tally these chain bills. Energy cost is the most hidden. Prolonged standing in crowded carriages, the physical drain of frequent transfers, and the driving focus required in congested traffic all exhaust the day's work capacity. Psychological research shows that sustained high-intensity commuting is significantly associated with subjective fatigue, which in turn drags down work efficiency and quality of life. Opportunity cost is the time spent commuting that could otherwise have been used to create value. By converting commuting time into your own hourly wage, you can intuitively judge whether spending a little more on transit to save an hour of commuting is worth it. We suggest turning this ledger into a simple monthly commute account. Record the time you leave home and arrive each day, one-way duration, transit expenses, and a subjective fatigue score. Keep it up for a month, and you will find that the gap between your real perception of commuting and your actual experience is often surprisingly large, and these gaps are exactly where optimization begins. Staggered departure, the golden window around rush hour. Congestion during peak hours is essentially the result of a massive number of travel demands stacking at the same moment. Crowded subways, long bus queues, and congested roads all push up the cost of every minute. Staggering departure means actively avoiding this stacked window. The easiest way to implement staggered departure is to adjust when you leave. For subway commuters, the morning peak is usually most crowded between 7:30 and 9 o'clock. Leaving 15 to 20 minutes earlier often brings a completely different riding experience, and you may even find a seat. Companies with flexible working hours are the most direct source of benefit for staggering. If your company allows arrival between 9:30 and 10, you can shift your commute to the tail of the peak. Conversely, if you are allowed to leave early, your evening return trip can also avoid the most congested period. This is a negotiation point worth actively pursuing within the limits allowed by your position and work content. Staggering also needs to be confirmed with information. Before leaving, check real-time traffic conditions and subway crowding levels with a map app, and dynamically choose your departure time based on the day's situation. This is more flexible than mechanically leaving at a fixed time. Weather, driving restrictions, and exhibition events can all be anticipated in advance. Once staggering becomes a habit, you will notice that the commuting experience curve improves noticeably. Carriages no longer require shoulder-to-shoulder battles, roads no longer demand repeated braking and starting, and the starting point of the day shifts from anxiety to composure. This adjustment of a dozen or so minutes pays off far beyond imagination. Route replanning, the optimal solution for subway transfers. Most people's commuting routes come from habits formed during their first few trips rather than from genuine optimization. The fastest route suggested by a map app may not suit everyone, because it defaults to speed first rather than comfort and stability.